Good evening, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good, Cheryl. Thank you.
Very good. I'm reading your article about the trial just getting underway of Paul Strang, and I was kind of stunned. I mean, you know, I've been involved with some trials in the past, and every time you're covering a new one, I'm like, wow, this is some new information and something new again. Could you give us a little background on the trial and the events that led up to the trial of Paul Strang?
Yeah, sure. The case dates back to August of 2009, and it was a double homicide in Lansing. And killed were 25-year-old Billy Beckett and his girlfriend, 22-year-old Monica Moreno. And the case went unsolved for about 8 months. And then about April of last year, they charged Paul Strang, 32, of Delta Township, with the murders. It turns out, basically, that, or at least according to prosecutors today, this killing was, Strang was addicted to OxyContin and had a $1,500 to $2,000 a week habit, which led him to take all kinds of drastic measures, including embezzling from his employer at the time, Sundance Chevrolet. And apparently he embezzled hundreds of thousands of dollars from them, and at some point was fired and then really ran out of money. And prosecutors say that the homicides were a desperate act, of a drug user who was trying to either cover for his drug debts or maybe trying to steal money from a drug dealer as well.
Now, how did all that information you've just given us? I'm going to back up a little bit. How did after 8 months did this get connected to Paul Strang?
Yeah, it's that he they just continue to investigate the case, and they. You know, the circle of people around Billy Beckett was quite large. He was at this point, he's a drug dealer. It's been testified to in court. And so he had a lot of suspicious characters around him. And so it took them a while to weed out the ones that had nothing to do with it. And then they finally focused on Mr. Strang.
And according to your article, they did find some DNA evidence at the scene that connected him once they got the names going and could run things.
Right. It turns out, actually, that the prosecutors are going to spend a lot of time at this trial. It's going to last 3 to 4 weeks talking about motive, because the physical evidence, like the DNA, it exists, but it is not airtight or 100% there. In this case, the DNA, his DNA was found on, Paul Strang's DNA was found on a glove inside the home. But that glove had no blood on it or gasoline, and gasoline was the accelerant used to start the fire in the house after the killings. And it turns out that Strang and Beckett were either acquaintances or friends as well, and there may have been a good reason for him to have that glove at that house, a completely innocent reason.
Well, sure. They're trying to establish then that Billy Beckett, William Beckett, was a drug dealer that Paul Strang had association with, obviously.
Yes, yeah, and in fact, I guess it turns out that Strang was the biggest customer.
Well, and you and I had just a couple minutes to talk this afternoon, Kevin. Talk about an expensive habit. At first, as you stumbled a little bit earlier, you know, $1,500 to $2,000 a month, that would be expensive. But when we back up to find out that it was $1,500 to $2,000 a week, that takes it to a whole different level.
Exactly, and I think Billy Beckett was doing relatively well for himself. They found $10,000 in cash in an envelope in his bed. And a couple weeks after the homicide, some workers were doing some remodeling in the house, and they tore apart some drywall and found $80,000 in cash.
Unbelievable.
So there was almost $100,000 in cash in that house.
And I'm not trying to put the victim of this crime on trial here, of course, but this information is coming out as this trial is beginning. Was he known to be a drug dealer in the area, or is this new information as this investigation was continuing?
I think this information as the investigation was continuing. I don't think he has any criminal history that I was able to find, at least as an adult.
Wow.
Quite an expensive dealer.
Well, I guess so. And the fire that was set in this case that Paul is also being charged with, Mr. Strang is also being charged with setting the fire, do we presume that was to cover up the deaths of Billy Beckett and Monica Moreno?
Yeah, it seems that whoever killed them doused their bodies with gasoline, doused the house in gasoline, and set it on fire. But what happened was, according to the fire department, fire officials today, they said that it was such a rich mix of accelerant or gasoline that the fire basically, it was flashed out. It just put itself out.
Wow. That's amazing. Now it did
damage the house severely, but it put itself out.
Wow. The embezzlement, was that piece of it new information today from when you first started covering this?
Yeah, I don't recall that. He's been charged in Eaton County. I haven't had a chance to check that out, but it is relatively new to us. We just hadn't pursued that angle yet.
So, but that's interesting. From Sundance Chevrolet, you said, was where he was employed at one time?
Correct. I think he worked in maintenance.
Goodness
me. The service department.
And he was eventually fired, from what you heard today, because of this embezzlement being discovered, or haven't they gone through that yet?
Yeah, in fact, the embezzlement was discovered in June of 2009, and then he was fired pretty much at that point in June of 2009, and these homicides happened in August. And actually, when he was fired, there was a testimony today, or the prosecutor today said that he begged his bosses not to fire him because he feared for his life and his family's life, because he knew that he owed a significant drug debt, and was afraid if he didn't have money to pay that something terrible would happen.
Mr. Strang has a family?
Yeah, apparently he has a wife, and he's divorced, and he may have a child or children.
And he's, according to your report, 33 years old. Wow.
Yeah, 33 now.
This is before which judge?
Judge Joyce Dragonchuk in Ingham County Circuit Court.
Okay, and who is Mr. Strang's attorney?
His attorney is James White.
Okay. Well, this is going to be an interesting one to follow. You said it's going to be about a month long is the timetable on this one, and I'm guessing there's a lot more information is going to be uncovered.
Yeah, it looks to be pretty interesting, and we're also going to hear from a jailhouse snitch, as we always seem to do in these cases.
Boy,
he's going to apparently testify that Strang gave him details in jail about the crime.
Oh, boy. Well, and the jailhouse snitches, as you say, always prove to be very interesting on the stand. You and I have a bit of a history with one of them, and frankly, she was my favorite witness in that trial. But well, Kevin, as always, great article. Thank you so much for catching us up to date on this, and we'll check back in with you as this one goes along.
Hey, thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you very much.